Good evening. It has been my dream and desire to see a 500-student chapter at one of the largest universities in the United States, The Ohio State University. And this story is about how God messed with that. For the past 5 years, I have been witnessing amazing and marvelous works of God on campus. Our chapter, which is averaged at about 60 to 80 students, began with the first outreach several years ago to awaken the campus regarding human trafficking. And we ended up reaching about 30 decisions for Christ at that time. Years after that, or a couple of years after that, the Virginia Tech tragedy hit. And we ministered to about 1,000 students in the middle of our oval or our green, offering them comfort for the sake of Jesus Christ. So much so that the president of the university invited us to stay for another day to help minister to the students on this campus. We launched a Do You See Orange campaign regarding HIV and AIDS in partnership with World Vision subsequently, which was attended and participated by the entire undergraduate student committee, undergraduate student government, as well as the Interfraternity Council. We obeyed God by journeying into multi-ethnicity and racial reconciliation and moved from being one chapter to becoming several niche chapters that would reach the campus in all of its ethnic diversity. Amen. We were reporting astounding numbers of decisions, but we were seeing little chapter growth, and I was frustrated. I was like one of those disciples at the foot of the Mount of Transfiguration, trying to cast out the demon with strategy after strategy. More small groups, less small groups, more weekly meetings, less weekly meetings, 24-hour follow-up, 48-hour follow-up, 72-hour follow-up. But our numbers did not and would not grow for years. And this led to a lover's quarrel with God. "Why don't you care?" I asked him. "We've moved forward with you, we've obeyed you, yet we feel stagnant. I feel hurt because I've tried everything, and you are blessing, but you're not blessing this one area of ache in my heart." In retrospect, I realize that I was being weakened in an area of my strength. God was inviting me to face my weakness, my powerlessness, and my own fear of losing control. To me, I have begun to realize that to walk into mission has become to walk into my own powerlessness. We have started growing at last, but I do not know why. This was illustrated at our major human trafficking event, the Price of Life human trafficking event, which was about 10 times the size of our very first event. And instead of 30 students making decisions, we saw 300 students make decisions for Christ. We saw 20,000 students educated regarding human trafficking, and I saw God shake the structures of the university. But in the midst of all of this wonder, at a critical moment in our planning process, our staff team, our undergraduate staff team, struggled. Many of us struggled with depression. There was sickness. We were in and out of hospitals. We were experiencing so much family trouble. And I experienced the worst race incident that I've ever undergone in my life. I was gasping for life and energy. At the point we needed to be running the race at our strongest and our best, God was allowing us to limp along. And yet he moved powerfully on the campus when we were at our weakest, not knowing if we could finish the mountains of work that was ahead of us. I am beginning to realize that the Lord was weakening us so he could manifest his power. He was inviting me, I'm beginning to understand, to not just face my weakness, but to share in his suffering. To not just taste the resurrection power, but to enter into that resurrection through the cross. To not just proclaim the cross, but to allow it to be manifested in my own body. These past few months, we've been negotiating and renegotiating with the university regarding the Martinez decision as Ohio State is getting ready this week to make a decision regarding the status of religious groups on campus. And I feel hurt after how we've served the university, and I feel powerless. Yet, in the middle of that, the one thing I'm clear about is the voice of the crucified. And he is speaking clearly to me to say, at this juncture, for the renewal of the campus, offer yourself again for the sake of my work. Jesus Christ renewed the whole world by offering himself in powerlessness on the cross. And he is inviting me again in the midst of this and us to offer ourselves in the slipstream of his own giving. Your kingdom come, O Lord. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.